855-453. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
Allie.
And JJ.
1-855-450-3733. Now, there's a new product that I have been tooling around with here at the LRN.FM studios, and that is, it's basically an internet radio. It's called the CC Wi-Fi Internet Radio, and it's not just any internet radio. It's the one from C. Crane Company, and these guys know what they're doing when it comes to electronics. They are the best. You can get 18,000 radio stations from around the world. Pandora, Alpio, Live 365, MP3 Tune. You can do it all through the CC Wi-Fi Internet Radio. You can get your own over at ccrane.com and play your favorite station. And it could be whether it's your local radio station you just can't get in your office building, you want to tune them in on their internet stream, or you want to listen to Free Talk Live's looping 24-hour-a-day streams, or LRN.FM. We're on there, so you can get that and put it in any room of the house, anywhere you get a Wi-Fi signal, and you've got 18,000 radio channels to choose from. Go to ccrane.com to get yours. That's the CC Wi-Fi Internet Radio at ccrane.com. So we go to the phones to your thoughts, and if we get a chance, Mayor Michael Bloomberg from New York City has something to say to the critics of his plan to ban large-size sugary drinks from the city. First, let's go to Eddie Free, listening in D.C. You're on Free Talk Live. Eddie Free. Eddie Free, going once. Eddie Free.
Can you hear me?
Hey, I got you.
Hey, guys. Good show tonight.
Hey, Eddie. Sir. Good to hear.
Go ahead with your thoughts.
Well, I've been able to attend a few hours of Bilderberg. I caught a little bit of what you guys were talking about. I agree with some of it. I actually think it's a good thing that activists are out there. I think that transparency is really important to fighting corruption. And, I dislike the state at all levels, and especially at a global level. As far as conspiracy theory and these people getting bogged down in conspiracy theory, I see that as detrimental too. I think that it's a good thing that these people are out there, and just bringing more light to this secret meeting. Is anything going to be learned from it? Well, no, it's just highly secretive. No, we're gonna find out who's in, who's arriving, Prince Philip and whatnot. And we'll see later on, as the policies that they come up with, we'll see that transpire later on. But getting stuck in conspiracy theory, I'd rather, focus on, tangible things such as the Federal Reserve or the police state, things that we can see. But I still think it's a good idea for people to ask questions and make their voices heard out there.
No doubt. I think I can agree with pretty much everything you've said, that it doesn't hurt to ask questions. But I think you also need to be cautious that you don't go down the conspiracy rabbit hole, which can lead to paranoia, it can lead to delusion, it can lead to this kind of just oppressive version of the world that you believe that you are living in, which is essentially that there are people out there controlling everything that you do, and so therefore, it's hopeless, and there's no chance for liberty because all these elites are in total control, and the military is going to, destroy freedom, and, there's all kinds of negativity that usually surrounds the conspiracy movement. And, of course, it's easy to be negative. There are a lot of really bad news stories out there and some scary stuff. I mean, you've got drones flying around now, so it's easy to get into that particular perspective. My concern is that people who follow these sorts of reports are more than just idly interested. Many of them will become obsessed, and that could be a little unhealthy.
I think that's true. Me personally, I actually came into the ideas of liberty through the conspiracy side of things.
Me too, Eddie.
I started, reading about the Illuminati and, just all that kind of crazy stuff. And I can see that as being detrimental, too, because, if you're trying to spread the ideas of liberty and then you're telling, and then you start going into where these people have babies delivered to them in gold blankets and they drink their blood, you're just going to throw off so many people. And then they're not going to listen to you when you try to talk to them about the police state or the Federal Reserve. So you're right. I think going that route is not the way to do it, but I still think it's very important. I'm going to go back out there tomorrow I've got a health condition that only allows me to, you know, just spend a few hours so far out there.
Well, let us know if you determine anything, or if there's anything interesting that that transpires out there. And I am sorry to hear about the health condition. I'd heard about it. You told me that in person previously, and it's one of the reasons why you're going to have to put off your plans to make the move to New Hampshire, unfortunately. But keep us in the loop, Eddie, and I appreciate hearing from you tonight. 855-450-FREE. Jimmy is on the line, listening in Indy to WXNT. Hey, Jimmy.
Yeah.
Hey, you're on the air.
All right. What I want to say is that, you know, it's like Area 51, that Bilderberg thing.
Yeah.
You can paint on it anything you want. People put
their
fears on it, and they put the conspiracy theory on it because they really don't know what's going on behind closed doors.
That's a great point. And there are plenty of people that, you know, make their pilgrimage to Area 51, all the...
Exactly.
You know, yeah, and essentially they get sold some stuff by the local tourist traps, and they go stand around and take pictures of empty, you know, mountain ranges.
Right. There was a show on TV recently here on the History Channel where a group of people who were investigating the Bohemian Grove got all the way up to the grove, and they got arrested.
Wow.
Well, it was probably for trespassing, right?
California.
Yeah, they're trespassing on private property. So
exactly.
There you go.
It's the same thing with the Bilderberg people. They want to be left alone. So what would be better than to surround themselves with a police presence like that? And that just speculates more people putting more stuff on the way of skepticism of what's going on behind closed doors.
I hear you. Anything else you want to share tonight, Jimmy?
No, I just think it's silly. I think they're just making the big thing out of nothing.
Very good. Thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. Let's go to Giuliano, listening also to WXNT. Hey, Giuliano, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, how you guys doing tonight?
Great. What's on your mind?
Not too much. I was just calling in to, first of all, I listen to you guys all the time. And
thank you.
I just wanted to know what you guys thought about that incident in Florida where the man was caught eating the other man's face and the police had to shoot him and take him down. Did you guys hear about that?
I didn't hear about it.
Yeah, I heard about that on the Facebooks.
It's pretty scary.
Yeah, I'm in Indianapolis. My sister lives down there on Palm Beach Island in Florida, and I called her to kind of get a grasp on what was going on, and all she's heard was that it was apparently this guy was all messed up due to the effects of bath salts, if you guys are familiar with that.
I am. I've never tried them because they seem pretty scary to me, but yeah, I've definitely heard of bath salts.
Oh, yeah. I'm definitely staying away from those, too. But, I mean, they say, you know, apparently due to the effects of this drug, you know, which is supposed to be stronger than, like, acid or, you know, anything else that's out there, this man apparently thought he was a zombie and started eating this other man's face while he was alive.
Now, wait, is the guy who you said the police had to shoot him, is he dead, the guy that was eating the face?
I believe he was shot to death. The reports I saw was that the cop shot him once when he told him to get off the body, and he wouldn't. So kind of to get his attention, I guess he popped one into him. And then later on, I heard just from other people, not in the news report, that he had to shoot him about 3 or 4 more times to get him to actually stop eating that guy.
That's creepy.
So I heard that when the cop made contact with him, the guy stopped and had pieces of this man's, you know, face hanging out of his mouth and looked up at the sky and started growling. And, I mean, these were on, you know, news reports, you know, on .coms and such. Man, it was just kind of crazy, you know. It seems like, you know, this might be patient zero for the zombie apocalypse or something. You know what I mean?
Yeah, there's certainly a lot of talk about that, especially with some other weird stories also in the news that are kind of similar, where according to CNN.com, there's apparently a Maryland man who's admitted to killing his housemate, cutting him up, and then eating his heart and part of his brain.
Yeah.
New Jersey man rips his torso open and throws bits of his intestines at police. Men in Miami happens upon, this is again, the 75% of his face was chewed off, the one you're talking about, in an 18-minute long attack. It is pretty freaky, Giuliano, and I appreciate your call here. I would say if you're concerned, get some weapons and prepare for the end. Thanks for the call.
We do a Dan and I show every month.
Very good, sir. Thanks. 855-453, SACL CAI toll-free line.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal. But something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait. There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. June 1st, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $1549.60. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1588.75, $794.38 for a half ounce, or $397.19 for a quarter ounce. That's $1588.75, $794.38, and $397.19.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at HerbalHealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Liquid CalMag Vitamin D and Organic Iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Super 2, Natural Laxative, our exceptional product Tonicsin, Memory Power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course, information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. 855-453 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are totally free for you, so head over there, enjoy those on us. We've got news updates. You can get signed up, and we'll keep you in the loop. Whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live, go to news.freetalklive.com. And you can follow us via email, Twitter, or Facebook there. That's news.freetalklive.com. And we were just talking with somebody about the zombie apocalypse, which is one of those trending terms on the internet right now, as a few different bizarre and sick news stories from around the country have captured the attention of a lot of people, and they've labeled it as such. Of course,
there aren't actually zombies. Nobody has risen from the dead or has been, you know, taken over by some bizarre infection that anybody has noticed yet. There's just been some sick attacks. And as is pointed out here at the CNN piece, and as we pointed out the other night when we talked about this briefly, is that there are always crazy, sick people out there doing just disgusting and despicable things to other human beings.
Yes.
It's being reported on. You're able to see these stories now faster than before. And then when one happens that's somewhat similar in another way in that it's gruesome, like the first story, then somebody applies a label to that. And now all of a sudden, you know, with everybody watching The Walking Dead, this great television series that's been on recently and all the zombie movies that have come before it, you know, there's a name that people have attached to this. But ultimately, there is no evidence of anything being zombies out there. So.
Right. I think that it's definitely got a cult following. And it, maybe I'm just going to posit this for a moment. What if people who really like the zombie apocalypse ideology or whatever, that fantasy, if you will,
mm-hmm.
what if they really like the idea of being free? Because in a zombie apocalypse, the government is gone. There is no, like, authoritative structure. You're an individual, a sovereign, and you're up to your own to take care of yourself and your personal responsibility. What if it's that sense of freedom that they really want?
I don't know. That seems like a stretch. Maybe they just like seeing gore on the screen.
To me, having to run from people trying to eat me is not freedom, but maybe to some people it is. I've known people that say, if the zombie apocalypse doesn't happen in my lifetime, I will be disappointed.
Well, maybe we're already in the middle of a zombie apocalypse, but it's kind of a more of an intellectual one. So, for instance, you've got the statism out there, the idea that the state is good, that it's a great idea, and that it's helpful and beneficial
to... What
about the road? to the beneficial to mankind. You know, this mindset of obedience has been passed on from generation to generation, and it spreads like a horrible malady.
Right, yeah. Government is the cancer that is killing, you know, society or whatever.
I think Bob Murphy is a zombie.
What?
I don't know.
Murphy
I've seen pictures.
Bob is an intellectual thinker within the Liberty Movement.
Right. There's tons of pictures of him, and he looks like a zombie. I'm sorry.
Wow.
You know, look it up. Google him.
You can, by the way, you don't have to stay in the negativity. You can look toward a positive future. And, of course, this kind of ties into the conversation we were having about Bilderberg earlier in the conspiracy movement, which tends to be of the negative side. But, you know, there's a lot of positive news out there. Things are getting better in a lot of ways. Technology is amazing. There's all sorts of interesting developments coming out from around the world that are very exciting. I know Mark was talking about 3D printing not too long ago. And, of course, there's a lot more than that as we approach the melding of human beings and machines. I mean, there's a whole lot of interesting things that are going to happen in our lifetimes. And sometimes you got to listen to something positive. Forget about all the negative news and tune in at verbalsurgery.com. Tim Cummins has a way of getting inside your head and helping you feel great. And a lot of people have been enjoying his podcast. It's again, Verbal Surgery, and it's really a unique product, something you're probably never going to hear on the radio waves. So you have to go to verbalsurgery.com to listen to Tim Cummins at Verbal Surgery. You'll be happy you did. Let's go to the phones to your thoughts and go to Dusty listening in West Virginia to Charleston's WVTS. Hey, Dusty.
How you doing?
Hey, what's on your mind?
Oh, just nothing really. I listened earlier, like that guy in Miami said he was high on the bath salts, and up here in our home state, we have a problem with that, with synthetic drugs and pills and everything else, and we had a young kid around here. He got high on bath salts. And he murdered, I guess he took a neighbor's pet goat and killed it. You know, this will sound bad. I'm come from West Virginia, so this is going to just, you know, make people think that we're a bunch of idiot, you know, goat screwers. But they found him in his house in women's underwear and had porno mags around the goat. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
That is, I'm not going to say it's amazing. It's horrifying.
Yeah, they got a stuff called K2. They call it synthetic marijuana, and people have been smoking that around here, too.
It's going on all over the place, I'd like to point out. It's not just a West Virginia thing. These products are out there. They're available. And many of them you can order online. Of course, a lot of them are available in convenience stores. I've heard a variety of reviews of the K2 or the synthetic marijuana product. And, of course, there are different products out there that are chemical configurations that are different. So one bath salt is not necessarily the same as the next bath salt, and one synthetic cannabinoid is not necessarily the same as the next. So due diligence is required if you are going to get into this area, but I would highly recommend you don't because there's not a lot of experience out there. At least with drugs like LSD or MDMA or cannabis, you know, you have decades of experience. In the case of cannabis, it's thousands of years of human use. But you've got a long time that people have been using these classic drugs, the ones that have been illegal for a long time. And so, therefore, there's more, people know more what to expect. There's a lot that's been written down. There's a lot that's been studied scientifically. Whereas the bath salt community is completely new. There's no real experience with this, no significant long-term usage patterns or experiences or, you know, what are the effects after 20 years. Nobody really has any idea. So it's a really, it's a potentially very dangerous world.
Yeah, it's interesting. People just pretty much, you know, getting anything they can get and just trying to get high off of it. Just,
well, that's true. And it's one of the reasons, you know, all of the scary things that are happening with these bath salts are an argument to end drug prohibition. Because if people could just go out and get real drugs,
right,
then they wouldn't need to be trying these knockoff versions of
them. And also, not only do drugs differ and there's, you know, obviously different effects, but also the person that takes the drug has a certain physiology and their chemical makeup is different than other individuals, so drugs affect everybody differently. And
yeah,
one person's bath salt experience might be perfectly normal and fine, and the next person, they're eating faces. So it's... that's why, you know, if I'd rather do a drug that's been around for thousands of years and a lot of people have had experience with it rather than, oh, this is a new thing. Yeah, let's try it out.
Try everything new.
Yeah.
Hey, Dusty, thanks for sharing tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. The Christian Anarchist is on the line in Tennessee. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Ali, and JJ.
Hey, I was going to call you and tell you, update you on my son's Social Security number situation, but it's funny that you mentioned 3D printing because I'm sitting here right now with Google SketchUp making some projects to print on our new replicator that we bought a few weeks back.
Oh, wow. Nice. Well, I can tell you what, if you want to tell us more, you're welcome to hang on. We'll bring you back in moments. 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up what you want. Plus, more on the soda ban. If we get a chance, we'll tell you about what's going on in New York City. We brought the news to you last night, but Mayor Michael Bloomberg has struck back, and he has a few things to say to his critics about his proposal to ban all soft drinks over 16 ounces from a lot of places in NYC.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hey, meat eaters! The freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus meat eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze-dry guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free and bring up anything you want at 855-453. The SACL CAI toll free line. You can join us on our website where we have listening options. There are broadband, midband, and narrowband streams, different size bit rates for different internet connection sizes. Go on over to listen.freetalklive.com. You can get tuned in there. Also, learn about the over 100 great radio stations that air the show throughout the week at various different times. Our satellite listening choices, including XM satellite radio, as well as free-to-air KU-band satellite, our webcam, and the listen lines that allow you to call from any phone that can dial long distance and listen that way. Go to listen.freetalklive.com, and if you run a website or blog and you've been thinking about having a forum on your site but you don't want to compromise the privacy of your users, you should consider plainboards.com. Drop on into plainboards.com, P-L-A-I-N, boards.com. They offer free-to-use anonymous message boards to anyone who wants one. You don't even have to be a webmaster. You can just go type in the name of the board that you want, and then it's there for you. You don't have to install anything. You don't have to identify yourself. It's there. It's anonymous, and it's free. Plainboards.com. To the phones, back to Gene, the Christian anarchist, listening in Tennessee. Gene, go ahead with your thoughts.
Well, I was going to update you on what my son has done with his Social Security, because he just turned 18, and he's going to college next year.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I managed to keep him... raise him without a Social Security number. For
wow, that had to be quite the task.
It was. I mean, when we started paying income taxes again, which was about 7 years ago, of course, we couldn't claim him on any of our tax returns.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just gotten so difficult at this point because he can't get a bank account. He can't get a job.
What about student loans?
Well, we're fortunately able to not worry about student loans.
That's good.
So we didn't have to deal with that. And he did get into college. We got him enlisted in college without a Social Security number.
Huh.
It wasn't a problem at all. In fact, they said, no, you don't need a Social Security number to be in college. But it came down to him getting a bank account. So finally... him and his mother went down to get the Social Security number.
Oh,
I didn't want to go along because I would not do well in a Social Security office, I'm afraid. So I said, sent them to by themselves on that little mission. So he did finally have to apply for one. And it's kind of funny because they wouldn't, because he's 18, of course, you know, they're suspicious. They want to check the birth certificate. So they have to call Alaska, which is where he was born, and verify that this is a valid birth certificate. And but, I mean, he's got a passport and everything. We've been to China twice a year for I don't know how many years. But it's kind of funny that they make such a big deal out of getting this slave number of theirs. So
he was able to get a passport without having a Social Security number?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you don't need a passport for I mean, you don't need a Social Security number for a passport if you don't have one.
What did you have to show? What sort of ID did you have to show to get a passport with no social?
Driver's license, I guess. And we
How do you get a driver's license?
I mean, not a driver's license, a birth certificate, and we had to show up and, you know, sign a paper saying, yeah, that's our son. You know,
I mean, I see.
I think that was all it took.
Huh.
It wasn't really that difficult. But that was years and years ago. I mean, he had a passport since he was like 3 years old. So.
I wonder if it's harder to do. I wonder if it's possible now to do it without a Social Security number to get a passport.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Well, he had it renewed about 2 years ago without a Social Security number. That wasn't an issue, but he'd already had a passport. So.
See, I feel like when I went to get my passport, it was about 2 years ago. I feel like I had to give a bunch of information, like government information, and I seem to remember giving them my Social Security number, but maybe it was one of those things they asked for, and I gave it to him. I didn't protest it.
I did not give my Social Security number when I got my passport, but again, that was many years ago. And all I've done since then is renew it, and I've never included a Social Security number when I renewed it. So, but I'm sure they've got it somewhere. They know what it is. They're not.
That's kind of a disappointment, right? Like after all that time, that now he's going to have to have the Social Security number.
But you know, he couldn't get a bank account, and it's funny we could get him a bank account in China. But we couldn't find a way for him to have a credit card, like a Visa card issued in China that he could use freely here. They do make them, of course.
Right.
But the problem was then getting the money from here into the account in China. So without a job and without a bank account.
Man, that system locks. It's a locked down system. It is very difficult to work in any way, shape, or form productively without being part of that system. And it's disappointing.
But anyway, a couple of months ago, I came across the 3D printer, and I showed it to my son, who was 17 then, and he said, yeah, that looks cool. So I went ahead and ordered me one of those replicators. Took about 9 weeks before they delivered it, because there's like a 9-week build time.
What is it that you've made with it thus far?
Oh, we've made a few things. He's doing most of the work, not me, and that's the main reason I got it, because I figured if he's going to get into engineering or something, he needs something like this. So he's just downloaded some things off Thingiverse.com, like a geared heart, another geared toy thing that he's making. I have a Thingiverse account, and I've been playing with SketchUp. The only thing I've uploaded to Thingiverse so far is my Ron Paul Revolution Pack plaque that I made.
And so basically this is a website where it's kind of like an open source thing where people can upload the things that they've created in like 3D design programs, and then
you can
print those out.
You can freely download anything you want off of there, and there's some very interesting things there that you can download and build.
Cool. I'm going to look into that. Thingiverse.com?
Yep.
All right, very good. Gene, anything else you want to share tonight?
Well, just that I think that it's a good brain tool. If you've got a child who's growing up, and they're in their teens, and they're curious about something, and you want to bring out their creativity, I think a 3D printer is an excellent investment. We bought the one with the dual head so that you can print two colors, and it was only a little over $2,000. And I say that's better than an education. You know, you can get that, set it in your room, and set the kid free. Give them a little instruction on how to do the three-dimensional drawing, and before you know it, he'll be flying on that thing.
No, it's basically, is it like a plastic sort of product that it's printing?
Yes, it prints in ABS plastic, or there's another corn-based product that it can print in.
Huh.
There's an extruder that you can buy, that you can download from Thingiverse and build yourself, that will allow you to make three-dimensional chocolate items.
Wow, so you're printing chocolate.
Yep, you can print yourself a chocolate Easter bunny. And
nice.
Then eat it.
want.
Wow.
I want.
Oh, it's so neat. Now, what about the what? Look, if it's a printer that costs $2,000, one of the problems with printers, just the old ink kind of printers, is that the ink's really expensive. What does it cost to reload one of these things? Like, how many things can you print, and then how do, you know, what does it cost to refill it?
These things use these big, heavy spools of plastic, and a printer is a misnomer, because really what it is, it's a plastic extruding machine that extrudes in three dimensions. But it uses this big spool of plastic in a cord-like shape, and that goes in through the top of the machine, through the extruder, gets melted, and pressed out into your shape that you want. And that stuff, they're about $45-$50 a reel. Mm-hmm. We got two reels with the machine. We've made quite a few things, and we haven't even made a dent on those reels. So you can build a lot of stuff for $50 worth of plastic.
Pretty cool. It sounds exciting. I just, you know, for the money, it's just out of my ballpark at the moment. I can't imagine what I would do. But like you said, for a young person, for somebody who's really interested in creating and then, you know, taking something from the screen and making it real, I mean, that's pretty exciting.
Now, there is a cheaper way to go.
One day it'll be in everyone's home.
It will.
There's a lot cheaper way to go if you've got the time to do it. There's something called the RepRap project, R-E-P-R-A-P, and that has to do with machines reproducing machines. And you just go RepRap. In Google, you'll come up with it. It's people building their own and helping each other build their own. And you could build one of these machines for yourself for about $500 to $600.
Unbelievable. And it's only going to get cheaper over time. So, and cheaper and better. And it's fascinating. Thanks, Gene, for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. 855-450-FREE. Just looking here at Thingiverse.com, they have a one-piece printable glider that flies. That sounds kind of cool. So you can print out your own toys for your children here on this thing. 855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live. You take control.
What has happened to America, and when did it become okay for the government to extort wealth from the American people? As a former law enforcement officer, I have explained in my new book, In Plain Sight, The Disregarded Truth, how absolute property ownership has been denied to the American people, how and why inflation is fleecing America, how law enforcement officers are being used to suppress and criminalize the beliefs of liberty and freedom. In Plain Sight explains how we can restore what was once a free America. Get your copy of In Plain Sight, The Disregarded Truth today at Amazon.com.
Get 18,000 radio stations from around the world. Pandora, Opio, Live 365, and MP3 Tunes. With C Crane CC Wi-Fi Internet Radio. It's great in any room of the house. You can listen to your favorite station stream from back home, whether it's another state or another country. Play Free Talk Live's live streams, LRN.FM, or your favorite stations. If you're not familiar with the C Crane Company, their products are the best. Get the CC Wi-Fi Internet Radio at ccrane.com. CCRANE.com.
Attention, information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com, civilian emergency dispatch system. Peace through preparedness.
There are so many benefits you can get from taking unheated whey protein. It helps put out the fire of inflammation and the pain it is causing. Eliminate the craving for carbohydrates, better sense of well-being, weight loss, muscle strength, energy, and growth, and optimal glutathione production. Glutathione is the number one means by which you detoxify all toxins, and this is vital to you feeling and looking good again. Consuming One World Whey is the most powerful way to raise glutathione. People report the elimination of pain and bloating after 1 month, as well as an improvement in strength, energy, and blood sugar. Children love the flavor and prefer it over junk food. One World Whey is performing mighty miracles for young and old. It is superior, unique, and unprecedented from any other whey protein powder on the market. Call 888-988-3325. Mention coupon code KNOCKOUT and you'll receive a free tube of KNOCKOUT pain cream with your order, which eliminates soft tissue pain in 10 minutes for 90% of users. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey Water Filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey Water Filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll free and bring up anything. Want 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. 1-855-453. Here tonight, it's Ian,
Allie,
and JJ.
And we invite you over to our website at freetalklive.com. If you like this program and you enjoy Free Talk Live, you want to help support the show, then you can become an amplifier. Go to amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp as in advertise, market, and promote. amp.freetalklive.com. You may get signed up there for as little as $3 per month. We will take that $3 in and invest it in getting on more radio stations around the country, bringing more internet listeners on board, and exposing new people to the ideas of freedom. So if that's something that is valuable to you, please go to amp.freetalklive.com, and you'll get perks as well, like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, the AMP-only podcast, forum, and more. All the details are there. amp.freetalklive.com. So there's news here, an update on the Mike Bloomberg story we brought to you last night about soda. And for those of you that aren't aware, the proposal is that there will be a far-reaching ban on sugary sodas inside the city limits larger than 16 ounces in most restaurants, theaters, delis, as well as vending carts throughout the city. Now, notice they are leaving convenience stores out.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Now, the reason behind this is supposedly to protect people, right? That, you know, this is a scourge. The right. Soda is a menace.
We want to legislate behavior.
Right, but for whatever reason, they leave out the convenience stores. It sounds to me like the convenience store lobby's got some real pull. Because how could they forget that, you know, the Big Gulp originated in a convenience store? These humongous-sized soda containers are really, I mean, they're convenience store innovations, aren't they?
Yes, I believe so. I mean, between that and McDonald's supersize sort of thing, I think that's. But I think I recall. Honestly, seeing the biggest cups at various convenience stores first.
Absolutely. New York City Mayor, this is according to Reuters, Michael Bloomberg has offered a full-throated defense of his proposed ban on large-sized sugary sodas on Friday, calling criticism of the proposal ridiculous and saying that his city is again leading the way in taking on critical health issues. He says, "I look across this country and people are obese. And everybody wrings their hands and nobody's willing to do something about it," he said on his weekly radio show. The health-conscious Bloomberg added on the program that, "I would criticize the federal government for not doing anything. I would criticize the state governments for not doing anything. But in the end, it's the cities that do things. He is going to show you how it's done.
Right.
He knows what's best for you, and he's going to force it down your throat." On Wednesday, tells you more about his sugary soda ban. Could take effect as early as next March, according to city officials. The move against soft drinks is the latest in a string of public health initiatives promoted by Bloomberg. During his 3 terms in office, the city has banned smoking in bars, restaurants, and public places, has banned artificial trans fats in restaurant food, and required calorie counts to be posted at fast food outlets. Bloomberg also leads a campaign to cut salt in restaurant meals and packaged foods. soda measure will be introduced on June 12th at the New York City Board of Health meeting. The board is expected to pass the mayor's measure following a three-month public comment period. So, and he's saying here that, you know, people are obese and that there's a problem, but I guess despite his regulations that he's put in place here, people are still obese. So the trans fat ban hasn't stopped people from being obese.
It's not working?
Right.
What?
Wait.
Then they got rid of the trans fat so people will stop being fat.
Michelle Obama has helped us a lot with her candy bar thing.
Yeah, that's helped too.
Bloomberg said that the proposal was aimed toward the city's poorer residents, who may not have a sophisticated understanding of nutrition. He insisted that the measure is not targeted toward big soda companies like PepsiCo and Coca-Cola. And get this quote from him. He says, "There's nothing wrong with the products from PepsiCo and Coca-Cola. They are responsible companies. They're making stuff that people want to buy. This is not targeted toward those companies. This is targeted toward the consumer."
I mean, that just, how do the people that consider him to be their mayor, how do they take that? Oh, this is not targeted at the companies, this is targeted at you.
Right, and he's totally, you know, looking down his nose at people here. I mean, the majority of people in New York City are probably not as well off as Michael Bloomberg. I mean, this guy is like a millionaire or billionaire or something like that. He's a fairly successful businessman, apparently, who has now turned his life to the unproductive world of politics. But, you know, he's a pretty well-to-do kind of fellow. But listen to his attitude that he has. I mean, when he's talking about people, you know, he's saying this is that it's targeted towards poorer residents who may not have a sophisticated understanding of nutrition. Little people out there, you don't know what you're doing when it comes to your lives and your bodies. It's not like you have access to the internet and can research these things on your own. No. You're poor, so therefore you need me, Michael Bloomberg, to determine what you can and can't drink.
Mm-hmm.
That's essentially the hubris of this man.
Not even what you can and can't drink, but the amount you can have one container.
Well, give them time. They'll probably get more restrictive over time with these ideas. According to the story here, Bloomberg went on to compare controversy over the proposal to his 2002 ban on smoking in bars and restaurants. He says that you think this was bad? With the smoking ban, everyone was opposed to it. Today, virtually every major city in America does it. Whole countries. If people are yelling and screaming, there's nothing you can do about that. I mean, this is ridiculous. Bloomberg here says that it's the first disease that's gone from being a rich person's disease to a poor person's disease, saying that he's talking about obesity. Look at the pictures of the old robber barons with their big stomachs out in the 20s. They were proud that they were fat. They all died young, but they were proud until that point. Today, it's poor people who are dying much more, and the numbers are just off the charts. Nobody's taking away any of your rights. This way, we're just telling you, that's a lot of soda.
Look, I mean, this is what I gotta say. If the biggest problem you have is that people are too fat, consider yourself lucky, okay? Generations ago, only the wealthy could be fat. Now poor people can have enough to eat, too, and excess, if they so choose. That is a great problem to have. It's like the pastor saying, oh, we've got a parking problem, but it's a good problem. Yes, having enough food to eat is a good problem.
Yeah, I think that it's sort of the poor person's, it's sort of class warfare at this point. Like, it's the idea that you can tell people that if I cut your drink in half, if I only give you 16 ounces of soda maximum, that you're going to be a healthier person, and give them the illusion that all of a sudden, well, now I can just have one drink and I'm not going to be as fat. And that doesn't solve the problem. I think honestly, obesity has to do with activity more than food intake. So the food thing has absolutely nothing to do with it. As far as I'm concerned, I think it's more based on burning calories and being active and using your body.
Well, if you have a drink that's 16 ounces instead of 32, you have half the calories.
Okay, but that doesn't mean anything. It's for one person. Okay, person A sits in front of a computer all day long and then sits in front of a TV at night. Person B, you know, walks around at work. They climb stuff. They go up ladders or down ladders to fetch stock items, and they're carrying stuff all over. And then they go home and play a game of softball with some friends. That soft drink is going to have radically different results for both individuals.
Sure.
So,
and of course, none of this proposal is going to stop them from going to Walmart or Target and getting a flat of cans of soda and then bringing them back to their house and drinking one after another.
And then going back to what we talked about, convenience stores, if you're really trying to make things healthy and this is how it needs to be, why isn't it across the board? If people can't get their 32-ounce drink at McDonald's, they're going to go get it at 7-Eleven and then buy their McDonald's food separate.
That's right.
Well, right. Like, the point is to make it inconvenient to get a big drink, but these big drinks are available at all the convenience stores. It's
which
still convenient
are everywhere
to get that.
In New York City. I mean, it's not hard to find a convenience store.
Right. And yeah, it's just, this is more Bloomberg. I think this is distracting from the issues that New York City actually has.
Whatever real issues there are.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like the NYPD tapes we've talked about with
Adrian
Schoolcraft and how they actually do have a quota system and how they just want bodies in cages. But let's legislate soda size.
We need to talk about soda.
Instead of how our police are beating people and putting people in cages and frisking people for reason whatsoever.
It's hard for the police to lift people if they're too obese. So, I mean, it would be good for the police if we could, you know, cut down all those poor people that they're arresting. Because it's mostly poor people that they're targeting with their arrests and their harassment. So if, you know, you got to save the police officers the work. I mean, it's a lot of effort to lift up a 500-pound man and put him in the back of the police cruiser.
Yeah, I suppose that is true. Maybe they should have a person dolly to just treat people like product now. We can just treat people like stock items.
It's disgusting what they're doing to people. And, of course, it's just the beginning. You're going to see more of this. You're going to see more government controls of what you can and can't eat or how much of it you can have. Just watch. It's all going to come as long as you keep going along to get along and doing what they tell you. As long as you keep letting them get away with it, they'll keep coming up with more. Vinny in here with you tonight.
Allie.
And JJ.
See you online in the meantime at freetalklive.com. Don't forget, Allie's over at ladiesandkeen.com.
That's right.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
In every age, a technology is created that bends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit weusecoins.com.